Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. We're coming at you out of the bunker in Western Canada. It's Hour 2 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, Episode 199. Darren DuPont's with me. Do you have anything special planned for number 200? That went fast, didn't
it? I know,
it
went so fast.
Like the last 100 went fast. The first 100 went far longer.
It's going to be like everybody else. You know, I've seen people all over social media celebrating their birthdays by themselves. Cupcake with, you know, it's the lonely thing. It'll just be you and I in here. So we'll have a party, though.
Tomorrow?
Sure.
We're going to have a party?
Yeah.
I guess you can't have, more than a few. We are observing all the bylaws, whatever you want to say, the guidelines. We are. It's empty in here.
Yep.
Probably like where you folks are sitting, watching, listening, whatever you're doing. Where I'm around you more than my wife, I think.
I know.
If I got it, you got it.
Yeah.
And we don't have it.
And that's
which
okay.
is important to
that,
say.
That is important.
And we leave. And I go home and I don't leave the house. And quite frankly, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Stu Grimson would come on the air like he did last hour and say he's enjoying it. Michael Landsberg said the same thing. It's a haven for introverts and antisocial types.
Yeah.
Which nobody would believe that I sit here and that I'm not an extrovert, but I'm not. If you want to know why I drank so much, it was to be out dealing with people. I swear to God. So this is not a problem. Our show topics are Elite Eight. Just to recap. And we've been covering a lot of them, right? I think we've done a pretty good job of covering these. The Olympics officially postponed 1 year. I mean, what are you going to do? We've talked about that.
One of the comments I saw on social media was from an athlete being like, okay, somebody order me a pizza because I got a whole year until I got to be ready for the Olympics again.
Did they say that?
Yeah. So it was pretty funny.
Right. Well, to anybody complaining about things like that, I will say it again. Are you teetering on bankruptcy? Yeah. Did somebody die? Like that meme of Chow from Hangover. I'm sorry, but did you die? I'll just move on. I know that's not a popular take, but that's mine.
Yeah.
Somebody always has it worse than you in life, let alone coronavirus-related things. Mm-hmm. Point two, NHL owners, governors badly want to get the season in. Great article by Pierre LeBrun in The Athletic. Whether it was posted last night or this morning, I don't know, but I read it this morning. They really want to get it in. That's not selfish of them at all. I think it was very unselfish of them to suspend the season the way it has. Obviously it is. But polarizing opinions. Mike Richards in Hour 1, the famed Mike Richards, was on the program saying he's embarrassed that the NHL is still talking about this and that the Canadian Olympic Committee, the most arrogant organization in sport, has taken a knee. Why hasn't the NHL? That from Mike Richards. On the flip side, Stu Grimson saying it would be unfortunate to scratch the rest of the season and eight to the regular season still left. I believe they will salvage some sort of the season. That's from Grimson. Two smart guys right there with totally opposite opinions. Point three, can we go a full show without mentioning the coronavirus? That's a yes or no. I'll say no. I would like to, but you know what? Some nincompoop will be watching, and they'll be watching going, hello, are you aware there's a crisis out there? That would happen, right?
That is exactly what would happen. It'd be an over-under as to how long it would take before that would happen. But yeah,
you get it.
I don't think we could go a whole show without it.
Just ahead of Kelly Rempel, some of the other point. Point four, P.J. Walker, the best player in the XFL from the Houston Roughnecks, has signed with the Carolina Panthers. In an unrelated move, I would suggest Cam Newton has been released by the Panthers. Believe me, they didn't sign P.J. Walker to be the next Cam Newton. They didn't.
No.
Point three, three Blue Jays are stranded at the Dunedin facility. Everybody else has gone home. Three players are locked down there. Would that be heaven or hell? You say hell. I say it would be heaven. I just go out in the patio and sun myself with a glass of lemonade for like 20 hours and be happy.
Yeah.
And surf my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Point six, will there be a CFL season? Darren and I both believe there will. Point seven, NHL, the draft, the lottery. I'm not putting 1.5 seconds in it. I'm sorry. I know everybody else is coming up with their own scenarios. I'm not. That's not good. They're not going to ask me. nor you. Why spend time on that? And point eight, the Memorial Cup being canceled. That is a shame, too. First time in 102 years, but refer to point one, where we said somebody has it way worse off than you. So the Silver Fox couldn't come in, but he's with us. He's on the phone or video? Oh, awesome. We got him. The Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, is with us today. I assume he's at his office or maybe at home. What's up, Remps?
Well, I'm kind of flipping back and forth between work and home, trying to work from home as much as I possibly can. The reality is in my business, there are times where I have to come home at night or I should say go to work at night or early in the morning, get files or whatever the case may be. So just doing the best they can like everybody else. This is, I mean, what can you say? It's a different time.
How do you, as a guy that's in the industry and you own multiple businesses, you're an entrepreneur, how do you feel when you hear people whining about a junior hockey season ending or the Olympics or some of these other things? Do you have more sympathy than me, or are you like me going, I wish those were my problems?
You know, I think it's all relative. When I think about the hardships that some people are suffering, I mean, you know, knock on wood, I don't have a relative or a friend that's sick from the coronavirus. That's first and foremost. The thing that I think would really get to me is if there was a loved one or a friend or family or a coworker, somebody that, you know, I loved and cared about very much that was suffering the way that some of these poor people are suffering. My wife and I try to look at the positive in these kinds of things. Obviously, I mean, to your point, we're a retail business. We have a company, as you guys know, called Studio S Fashion Health. Well, the timing for us couldn't have been much worse, because about 3 or 4 weeks before this kind of hit the fan, I'm not going to give you a dollar number, but it was a significant investment in brand new clothing. Well, the reality is we're not going to sell those clothes for anywhere near what we had hoped. So it's going to be a brutal, awful kick in the you-know-what for us financially. We're just hoping that our retail, you know, business can make it to the other side of this thing and we could stay in business. That's, you know, I don't care whether you're a bar owner or a restaurant owner. If you're a small business and small business drives this country, make no mistake, it's not major corporations. It's small businesses from coast to coast. There's a lot of panic out there. And it would be easy to get caught up in all of that. But again, it's stuff. So, you know what? My business, obviously, I'm a financial advisor at Rempel & Dusick Financial. So when my book of business gets whacked for 25 or 30%, because the market's just gone, I get whacked for 25 or 30% of a fairly large number. So this has been financially terrible for us. But you know what? It's money, guys. And I don't mean to make light of it, but we're going to be able to weather the storm at the Rempel House. There are people out there whose unemployment might be the difference between them being able to feed their family or having to have friends help them feed their family. Could you imagine going to your friends and saying, like, can you help me out? I can't put groceries on the table. Or going to your landlord and saying, if you don't give me a couple of months rent, I'm homeless. I mean, that's the reality that some people are facing. And even worse, people are dying. So, you know what? As bad as it is for many of us, there's people out there that are in a lot worse shape. So I'm trying to see the positive side. I do believe that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I think that we will get through this. We have to get through it together. We can't be piling on one another. Although I got to tell you, watching some people the way they're behaving right now and not getting the message frustrates the heck out of me, but that's whatever. Hopefully people smarten up and they try to help level the curve on this thing. I also, one last point about this, guys. We are in way better shape than the United States. The United States are in a lot of trouble, like big time trouble, especially in places like San Francisco and New York City. There's going to be so much fallout from this, from a health perspective and an economic perspective, that in little old Saskatchewan, relatively speaking, we're going to be just fine. But it is going to take time and a lot of patience, and it's a sport show. I'm already going through massive sport withdrawals, but what else can we do, guys?
Nothing. And I can't say it any better than you. It is relative. I've spent so much time on the phone with people. I'm tired of hearing the crying. Not tired of them, but that's why I don't have a lot of sympathy. Yeah, for an athlete, I'm sorry, because who's dying? Are you about to be bankrupt? For all the reasons you just said. But I'll say it again. Direct West, support your small to medium-sized businesses here in Saskatchewan now and on the other side of this thing. But Kelly is the junior hockey aficionado, as you are. And boy, does your pup look very comfortable there. What's your dog's name, by the way?
Teddy.
Teddy? Named after...
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater. I thought it might have been Hammer. Anyways, to junior hockey being canceled for the year, interesting that they were the ones that pulled out first. I'm talking about junior A and then major junior. It just tells you how slim the margins are in junior hockey. Nobody's making a lot of money, if at all, in junior hockey. And that's the thing that, you know, tragedy aside, that's the thing that disappoints me the most, because I always look forward to the spring and junior hockey playoffs.
Well, and I think that we all had hoped that eventually at some point, maybe this thing wasn't going to be quite as bad as what it ended up being, right? So I remember when they canceled the NHL season, I remember sitting on my couch when Elliot Friedman and Brian Burke were talking about this on, it was a game between, it was, I think, Edmonton. And they had announced that, you know, they're going to shut down the season and, you know, who knows when they'll be back. There was my heart was telling me, oh, well, let's hope that this is only going to be a month or two and that we'll be able to kind of pick things up maybe around March around April or mid to late April and or early May. And maybe even if they just have best of threes or best of fives or whatever, and maybe this thing goes into July, who cares? We're going to have hockey to watch. But I think realistically, my brain was telling me that there's not a hope they would ever go so far as to, you know, basically eliminate the games, right? Like we can't, you know, you forget about playing in empty arenas. We're not even going to play, period. Well, that was a warning shot to me that we're probably not going to have an NHL season this year. And if we do, it will be so abbreviated that it's probably going to happen in the summertime or something along those lines. And then when the junior hockey, I mean, we knew that it was going to be a trickle. It always is, right? It starts with one and then it kind of takes off from there, just like social distancing. You know, somebody had to be the first city or the first province or the first state to practice that. But when you knew that that had become a thing, you knew it was only a matter of time before everybody was doing it. And but to your point earlier about the junior hockey, I was watching the news last night, which sadly, I mean, I try not to watch, but in my business, you have to stay on top of what's going on, or when people phone you and ask your opinion, the worst thing you can tell them is, oh, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. So I forced to watch, and they were talking about, they had that shot of the Memorial Cup being passed around. It broke my heart. I mean, I live for that. I mean, my whole life I've spent as a junior hockey fanatic. And I guess there was a little wee part of me that still held a little bit of hope that even at worst case scenario, crown the three top teams in the leagues and still try to play this thing. But I knew it wasn't going to happen. I mean, I'm a little less optimistic maybe than you guys as far as the NHL resuming. I hope I'm wrong. I'd do anything to be wrong. It would just drive me crazy if, you know, as an example, the NFL season didn't start on time. Like, if we're still sitting here in August, everybody's sitting in their homes and we can't get out. Can you imagine? Like, my kids are already going nuts, and it's been, what, a week and a half? You know, but that's the reality, right? Baseball. I mean, are they going to have an abbreviated season? Is it going to be able to pick up at the All-Star break and play half a year and then go into the World Series? Or is the season going to be written? Who knows? But I'm with you, Rod. I mean, when I saw that they canceled all the hockey and it's done, and it was kind of like closure in some ways, but very disappointing for sure.
Well, Rems, we'll let you get back to doing what you're doing. Thanks for spending some time with us today. And stay safe, my friend. Can't wait to get you back in here.
Yeah, no kidding. It'd be nice to, you know, kind of get out and live normal lives again. Unfortunately, it might be a little while. Hope you guys are well, and hope everybody, we got viewers now from all over Canada, and whether you're in Victoria, British Columbia, or Vancouver, or Toronto, or wherever you are, I hope everybody's being smart, and most importantly, being safe. So take care.
Thanks, Rems. Kelly Rempel from his palatial East Regina estate with his pup, Teddy.
Looking comfortable. Looking good.
I think Lynch's cat's named Teddy. Must be something about the name Ted.
Huh.
My father-in-law's name was Ted.
Okay.
Message from the SJHL says, miss you guys. Miss you too, SJHL. We were actually thinking, I'm wrinkling my nose up because I'm trying not to tear up. We were planning trips to Flin Flon, thinking that Flin Flon might end up going far because Darren and I were going to be at the microphone for the WHL finals, the SJHL finals, the Kanelta Cup.
Yeah.
Would have been my first trip to Flin Flon ever. And I was still putting my foot down by saying, I'm flying. I'm not going by land. But as it turned out, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on one hand, I get it. On the other hand, I don't. Again, suck it up, Buttercup. Like with Lynch, for instance. I've said this many times. I'll say it one more, and then we got a break. I've had dozens of hours of mental conditioning and cognitive behavioral therapy. It works. And I'll give you a great example. I pick up Lynch the other day, as I always do, and people really... Every Friday morning, people love that. I have it on my Instagram story, and now I put it on my Facebook story. Went through the Tim Hortons in Harbor Landing drive-thru, and I said, Lynch, you want a water? No, I'm fine. Okay, I'll just have my extra large. Boom, we go around Ring Road, come up here. He was sitting down for like 2 minutes. He's like, I need a water. I want a water. And what I learned in my therapy is, just for instance, if somebody were to offer you something when you don't want it, you're like, no, that's okay. But when you really want something, you got to have it now.
Yep.
It's all between your ears.
All between your ears.
And this is all between our ears, people.
It is.
What we're dealing with right now, that's the truth. Dealing with people with panic and anxiety and all the truth. I mean, I'm going to break because I'm going to break into a therapy session here. But I'm just very lucky to have gone through the crises ahead of this and to be able to help people through it. We'll be back. Garrett Mitchell still coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Coming soon to Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to The Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Oh, hi. Welcome back. I unplugged my headphones to run to the Biffy. And I forgot to plug them back in.
It happens.
It happens. Tuesday morning sports update. The Montreal Canadiens are reducing their workforce during the COVID-19 crisis. Group CH, which also owns the American Hockey League's Laval Rocket, says it will proceed with a temporary reduction in personnel impacting 60% of the organization's employees. The reduction will start on Monday. Group CH says it established a $6 million assistance fund to help employees. Let's check in my notifications here. From Bleacher Report, NHL is temporarily cutting league office employee salaries by 25% to prevent them from making layoffs.
I know WHL has done that too. I've heard Kamloops. Other teams are starting to do the layoff thing as well. It's affecting them.
Well, stay with hockey for a second. The WHL announced that the draft lottery will proceed as normal Wednesday. The Bantam draft itself has been postponed till April the 22nd. I was hoping to carry the draft lottery live tomorrow. Any action on that?
Well, I've
you're waiting to hear back
with Taylor.
Okay,
but,
we'd like to carry it live. Why the hell not? I had a guy in Vancouver write me and say, you guys should carry the draft live. It's a big deal. The number one pick's going to come from the lower mainland. So I'd love to have that happen.
It would be cool.
NFL news. The Panthers are making more changes at quarterback. Carolina has agreed to terms on a two-year contract with former XFL quarterback P.J. Walker of the Houston Roughnecks. The move has not been announced by the team since the players have yet to pass physicals. I'm getting notifications like crazy that Cam Newton's been released by the Panthers, but then there's been no official word from the Panthers that I saw. Man, fake news. It's a dangerous time. The Green Bay Packers are establishing funds that will provide $1.5 million to assist efforts to respond to the coronavirus in Brown County, Wisconsin, which includes Green Bay and the Milwaukee area. The million-dollar Packers Give Back COVID-19 Community Relief Fund is directed towards Brown County and is being established through the Greater Green Bay Community Foundation. The Packers themselves, through their Give Back Fund, directing $500,000 to support initiatives in the Milwaukee area. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see you, Wendell's. But not today, because if they were open, it would be Taco Tuesday. But they're not open. And frankly, I'm concerned about their manager, Doyle. Are you Facebook friends with him? He's going out of his mind. He's a manager of a restaurant. You know what that means? He's an extrovert. He can't handle this. He's watching one WrestleMania per day. Today he's watching WrestleMania 4. Macho Man, Randy Savage, Elizabeth.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'll say it again. I think my wife deep down likes when I mention her on the air, even though she says she doesn't. Extroverts are going crazy at this time. Pray for the extrovert in your life, because being locked up in the house, not doing it for him. As much as we've got Stu Grimson and Michael Landsberg and even myself saying we love being housebound, I got no problem with it at all. The extroverts are going scratching at the walls.
Yeah. 3 days in, they're like, okay, I've had enough. Tapping out. I'm done.
I know.
I'm done.
I know. So I get it. They they draw energy from people. Whereas me, when I'm in big groups and social, it draws energy from me.
Yeah. And I'm with you.
You're an extrovert.
Well, ish. I go both ways. I love being my time to myself. I do like socializing, but in different situations. The two things that I'm really only missing two things. One, going out and visiting my favorite coffee shops.
Right.
And maybe
I'm really missing that.
Going for a coffee with people, those one-on-ones. I love that. And the movie theater. I'm missing the movie theater. Even though I'm watching movies at home, I miss the movie theater. So those are the two things. And it got me thinking, like, with the social distancing thing, going for a walk, and since you and I are working like this, like, can we get together, go to Wascana, sit on a park bench with our own coffee and have coffee that way? Is that part of this allowed stuff?
Well, I saw it on the internet, so it has to be true. A nurse say that the best place for you to be is outdoors right now. Space between you. You know, isolated, if you will, but outside. Fresh air, but away from everything.
Yeah.
So sitting on a bench in Wascana Park probably would work. Janelle in Saskatoon. Janelle Barkman, she's a P1, priority one. She's been with us since day one. Priority one viewer. She says, I love being housebound. It's the five kids being home and hubby working from home that I'm not loving. Well, that's fair. That's the disruption to your regular routine, obviously. But I don't have a lot of time for people that say they're bored. Read a book. Call somebody. Jason in Red Deer says, the New York Post has published the Cam Newton news online. Cool. Doesn't mean it's true. Go to the Carolina Panthers website. From Norway. And what I mean by that is see what the Panthers are saying, because I haven't seen anything from the Panthers.
It was just expected, yeah.
Norway calling. This is Trent Bruner writing in. And by the way, Trent, we'd be lost without you, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We expect these daily messages from Norway. He says, we all need faith and hope in this time of human history. Too bad the Memorial Cup is canceled and that the Summer Olympics are rescheduled. But enjoy each other. Help one another as best you can. And know beyond a doubt that this will pass. Stay healthy. I'm kind of at a loss right now in terms of where to go with the program. I mean, I would... What did I say at the start? I'd rather just tell stories. I'd rather have somebody write in with the viewers and they direct where the show goes, because I don't really know what to talk about right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go back on what our analyst said today. I said this at the top of the hour for those that missed it. Mike Richards from Saga 690 News Talk Radio in Mississauga was with us in hour one. The Mike Richards, Fan 960 fame, TSN radio fame. I wrote it down. It's embarrassing that the NHL is still meeting on this. Even the IOC, the most arrogant organization in sports, has taken a knee. And on the flip side, Stu Grimson saying from Nashville, it would be unfortunate to scratch the regular season. There's still an eighth of the way to go. I believe they will salvage some version of the season. So there's two polar opposite ways of thinking. So we can sit and talk about that all we want. Would you guys write in and let me know what you want? Prairie Mobile text line is open too as well, by the way. 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. SaskTel. They are your authorized SaskTel dealer. Regarding the Cam Newton news from Tyler, he says, I saw it on the NFL's Instagram. So there you go. I think you can use that as the official stamp that Cam Newton has been replaced. Rylan Betker, who is a friend of mine from the Army. He's a soldier and a strongman competitor, by the way. You know Rylan. He's the guy that wanted us to pull that big truck ourselves, put the harness on. And I'm like, I don't know what you think of me, but I'm not interested in pulling something.
Yeah.
I.e. my wrenching my back trying to pull a freaking Army vehicle here. Sorry, but thanks. Rylan writes in and he says, nothing bears fresh air and the sun on your face. Just got to be smart about it. Sometimes you're just going outside for a minute and being in the sun for a minute will cure whatever ails you. So I am of that belief. Being outside is the best place to be right now, but not touching anything if you can and staying away from people.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go with your partner if you want. Jason in Red Deer says, more stories, more stories. Well, what stories do you want? This is from producer Clark. How about your all-time Saskatchewan Hall of Fame team? Of what? What sport? Of human beings? Tommy Douglas? Janis Joplin? Or is it Joni Mitchell that's from Saskatoon?
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell? Tommy Douglas? What do you mean all-time Saskatchewan? John Diefenbaker? All-time Saskatchewan people?
You could go
hockey, football, what?
We could go a bunch of ways on that.
Sorry. One goalie, 2D, three forwards. Number one, Emil the Cat Francis from North Battleford. Braden Holtby from Lloyd. We're claiming him, Lloyd. We're claiming him. Saskatchewan's claiming Braden Holtby.
Yeah.
Well, Braden Holtby starts. Emil the Cat Francis backs up.
I like
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. No. We need four. Glenn Hall, Johnny Bauer.
If you're going all time, Johnny
Bauer. I'm sorry to the families of the Hall and the Bauer. I feel a bracket coming on.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Avi, this is like Team Canada at the World Juniors in the Olympics in that we can ice two teams.
Yeah.
There's four goalies right there.
What, like, you want to talk currently?
Yeah, off the top of my head.
Darcy Kemper could play on that team.
Right. Darcy Kemper from Saskatchewan?
Saskatoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Cam Ward. Oh, we know how to produce goalies here.
Yep.
We don't get enough credit as a hockey province.
We don't.
Not even close.
No.
Everybody thinks it's a football province. It's 50-50. How do you like that? We got stuck on goalies, never even
got to defensemen.
never even got to defensemen or forwards. We're going to take a break, and Garrett Mitchell is going to join us next. Where is Mitchie, by the way? Can you tell me, Clark? Is he in Europe? He's in Hershey? Okay. Thanks. I can smell the chocolate from here. Hershey, Pennsylvania, Garrett. Mitchie, you think in the break about who would be on your all-time team? Jordan Eberle? Greatest world junior of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Getzlaff at center.
Yeah, Chris Kunitz, in terms of his winning culture that he's been a part of.
Clark has just chimed in with Gordie Howe. Thank you for saving our asses. Okay, stop. He's floating. Brian Trottier. I get it. Brian Trottier, Clark Gillies.
Patrick Marleau.
Patty Marleau.
Theo.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Joe Lazito. He's writing from Long Island. He says, what is the wildest incident you've ever seen in the WHL? Stop. Now everybody's writing in like crazy. I was thinking about that the other day. I was speaking at the Sask Beef Industry Conference, beef producers, cattle ranchers. And at the end of the Q&A, they asked me, what is your wildest road trip story? And I erred in telling him a away from the arena stadium story. It was the Dallas story where the police were involved and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, well, we didn't mean that. Right? It's kind of what Joe's saying. What's the wildest story? We're going to interview Garrett Mitchell, and then I'm going to tell you this story afterwards. Mitchie might have been on the Pats at the time. We were in Vancouver, and we had a credible threat towards the personal safety of our coach and general manager of the hockey team.
Whoa.
It is a hell of a story. And after I left that conference, speaking of it, I should have told that story instead of the story about Dallas where the cop had to pull his taser. That's a different life, by the way. That's never going to happen again. But the Vancouver story I'll tell. And like I said, Mitchie might have been on the club then. We'll cover that when we come back. Garrett Mitchell of the Hershey Bears, Washington Capitals prospect, will join us next. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, coming soon to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm stumped. Clark just told me here that the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame has tagged us. We're the only media that they tagged in their tweet saying, who was on your all-time team of Saskatchewan hockey greats? We need a goalie, two defensemen, a center right winger, and a left winger. So I'm putting Glenn Hall in goal. I'm putting him in. I don't care. I don't care about Cam Ward. I don't care about Braden Holtby. 502 consecutive games without a mask.
Yeah, without a mask.
Glenn Hall begins and ends. At forward, I got Ryan Getzlaff, Gordie Howe, Clark Gillies.
Here's what I...
Don't at me. And I need two defensemen. Can we got to get out to Mitchie. He's been waiting for a while.
Yeah.
Let's go to video chat right now. Garrett Mitchell joins us, former Regina Pats captain, Washington Capital. How are you, Mitchie?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Good. We're having some discussion here. Where are you?
I'm in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Clark was right. Darren Singh, judging by your hockey DB here, it says you were with the Rockford Ice Hogs of the AHL in Illinois. So what's your status right now?
Yeah, we were sent home coming up on 14 days now. And, you know, we're just kind of as every other hockey player is right now, not really knowing exactly what's going to happen this season. So we're just kind of taking it day by day here.
Mitchie, I'm just going to introduce you to our viewers. A lot of people know you, a lot don't. Four seasons with the Regina Pats, as I mentioned. He's a Regina kid. Grandma's from Milestone. One game with the Washington Capitals in the National Hockey League. You were drafted by the Caps round six back in 2009 and around the American Hockey League with Hershey, Reading in the Coast, Laval, and now Rockford. So just to get that out of the way with you, Garrett. Now, I'm stumped. Have you thought about your all-time Saskatchewan team?
Yeah, you know, when I heard you guys talking about it, and I hearing like Clark Gillies, and that's a little bit out of my time frame. But I heard you talking about the Olympics and how you could almost suit two full teams, and looking back, that's a tough thing to do, to put together one team from Saskatchewan with as many unbelievable hockey players that have come from the province.
Oh man, this is going to start fights. Darren just said Wendell. Yeah, how do we not put Theo? We could ice two teams, Garrett. And let's just start right there. By the way, when you're from Saskatchewan, you've been all over the hockey world. That's kind of a badge of honor in the hockey world, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's to be from Saskatchewan, it's pretty funny, playing whether it was over in Slovakia last year, you know, being in Laval or Rockford this year, you know, anywhere you go, somebody's like, oh, you're from Saskatchewan. Do you know so-and-so? You know, and obviously Saskatchewan's small enough, but the hockey world, or the hockey community, I should say, within Saskatchewan is even smaller. So it's that would be a tough thing to do.
Yeah, no kidding. So what were you told when you got sent home? Like, are you expecting to play again? Are you getting daily updates from the American Hockey League or the Pro Hockey Players Association? What's your life like on a daily basis?
Yeah, you know, for us right now, it's, you know, we're kind of living through how everybody else is. You know, I think it's such an unpredictable situation, you know, that has been thrown at us and that we're living through that. You know, we are updated, you know, on a daily basis, kind of what's going on, but most of that information is, you know, very similar to what everybody else is getting. And, you know, I think it's just an hourly thing, you know, as a hockey player, you know, were we disappointed? Of course, you know, but at the same time, you know, I heard you guys talking about it before. It's such a unpredictable thing that, you know, nobody's got a recipe or nobody's got a solution for it as of right now. And, you know, we've just got to take the right steps to, you know, hopefully we get it in. And if not, then, you know, we move on to next year and it's something that, you know, we'll deal with then.
Garrett, can you, from our social media advisor, Tyler Daku writes in, are you okay with taking some questions from viewers, by the way, as we roll?
Yeah, no problem.
Tyler says, can we talk about the full-on coffee shop my guy has behind him? What's the deal with the cappuccino maker back there?
Well, I got two kids now, Roddy, so that's my jump start in the morning. So, yeah, no, my wife bought that for me for Christmas. My wife and mom and dad split it. So.
How much do you enjoy it?
I love it. That's a daily thing for us, a couple of times a day. So, yeah, you know, actually, I was over in Europe last year. I went over to Slovakia and played there from end of November on. And, you know, they don't have a Tim Hortons coffee. They don't have, it's, you know, small coffee shops drinking Americana coffees. And, you know, we kind of fell in love with it. And so, yeah, for Christmas, that's what my wife bought me.
That's funny because everybody's hoarding toilet paper. I'm going to Walmart and Safeway and hoarding Keurig Starbucks coffee. That's what I'm doing. Same thing. I'm a big coffee fan, Mitchie. 2016.
Okay, there you go. That's awesome.
2016-17, you played your one and lone game with the Washington Capitals. They called you up because you've been such a great guy in the organization. Tell me about that night. Where was it? Who was on the ice? Take us through that.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. It was definitely a feather in my cap, you know, looking back on my career and, you know, being in the organization as long as I'd been and, you know, gone through seeing guys go up and down and, you know, never having a chance to play. And, you know, when I was given that opportunity, they told me in front of the whole team, which is pretty cool, in Hershey. And, you know, I think I played 400 games in Hershey and it was just one of those things that everybody was excited for me. Everybody knew that, you know, how long I'd been there and kind of waited for that opportunity. And, you know, then when it came about, I got to the rink and Trotz came in and was like, okay, for sure. But I think I'm going to start you on the wing with Ovi and Backe. I'm like, you know, like as a kid growing up, you know, you dream of that first game or, you know, scoring that goal or whatever it is. And, you know, to have that opportunity to play with, you know, those two guys, it was unbelievable. And just a quick little story on it. Wes McCauley was actually the referee that night. And I know you guys, I'm sure you know how animated Wes McCauley is. And, you know, right before the opening draw, I wheel up to the draw and Jager's right beside me on the left wing. And so ironic enough, my first game in the NHL was actually his last game ever. So it was the last game of the season. So my first was his last. And, you know, so that was pretty cool. You know, he said, hey, congrats on your first game. And, you know, hey, appreciate it and whatever, you know, that kind of goes on quick. And I line up for the draw and Wes McCauley blows the whistle and kicks Backstrom out of the opening draw. And I'm like, what is going on here? You know, like what just happened? Like, you don't get kicked out of an opening faceoff, you know? And Wes McCauley blows his whistle and points right to me and tells me, hey, get in here. And I jump, I've played a little bit of center, but not a lot. And I jump in, I don't even know what's going on. You know, it's my first game. I'm just trying to take it all in. And Wes McCauley, you know, blows the whistle again, drops the puck. I don't even think I had my stick on the ice and it was snapped back the other way and I'm chasing it and going, holy, you know. So it was a pretty cool experience. My wife had our second daughter 9 days before. And funny enough, my mom and dad were actually flying down. They got to Toronto. They were actually flying to Hershey to come see our daughter and us. And I called them and they were able to reroute their flight, come down right from Toronto to DC. And, you know, so they were able to be at the game. My wife and two daughters, they were there with my mother-in-law. So it was a pretty neat, neat thing to have everybody there for.
Everybody's got a story, Darren.
Everybody.
Everybody's got. I did not know that, Mitchie. I knew you played the one game. That's a hell. People are writing in like crazy saying, wow, cool moment. No kidding. Jagr's my age, Garrett. You like we're this almost to the day. So I can't imagine what the gray was in his beard that night. But that's awesome. I love the story.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what else I was going to say. Clark's saying, where did that occur?
Where I was in Washington, so it was in D.C., so it was a home game. It was sold out. It was such a cool experience, such an unbelievable thing. It's pretty neat.
I know what I was going to ask you. Ovi, I go back and forth on him. All the Capitals people tell me that he's a great guy. You should like him. I just never really liked his antics on the ice. So tell me, if you tell me I should like him, Mitchie, I'll like him. Tell me your best Ovi story.
Oh man. Well, yeah. So a great guy. And he honestly is, you know, I think he took a little bit of heat obviously early in his career, but I think you saw him when he bared down and he did the right things. They had an unbelievable season and he is a guy that all the guys, everybody loves him. You can't not love this guy. And I guess maybe one of my stories comes from that game. I was on such a high that I thought, what the heck, you know, I'm going to go ask him for a stick and see if he'll sign one up for my, you know, my first game. And, if he says no, that's on him, you know? So at that point I didn't have much to lose. And, anyways, I went over to him, signed a stick up, he signed one up for me. And, it's pretty neat. So I've got that at the house here along with my jersey from the game and everything else. So it was a pretty cool experience.
That's awesome. Well, Garrett, we'll let you go. I will tell our viewers, and you too, Darren, this is the only pro hockey player whose dad is in better shape than they are. Am I right?
I think he'd beat the wheels off me. You're definitely right there.
That's right. He's a gym buddy of mine, Glenn. So, Mitchie, we'll let you go. So glad everything's going great. Hopefully you get back on the ice. But no matter what, please look us up this summer. Maybe we can get you in the bunker here when you're home.
It's awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you guys very much.
Garrett Mitchell joining us from Hershey, Pennsylvania today. I got people writing in here saying that there's problems with the Facebook feed. It's working fine on my phone. Ryan, any issues? Facebook's having a day. Well, it's okay here. You can always listen online 24/7.
Yeah.
At rodpeterson.com/listenlive. It's presented by Suds Full Service Car Wash. So we got overtime next. And when we come back, I want to tell that great
Vancouver
road trip story, the all-time road trip story. Because you asked. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, I think, on Facebook Live, coming soon to Game Plus TV, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the program. So, I don't know, just all of a sudden, people are writing in, all kinds of people. Roxanne Theros writes in from Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. They're one of our wonderful sponsors here. She says, I'm watching on my computer and the feed freezes often. I'm sure the internet is getting a workout like never before with so many people staying home. From Tom Geiger, choppy broadband, just another reason to watch again later on YouTube. So the live feed, I guess, is having some issues. We have communication with our technical people.
Yes.
Because the building's clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, the feed is strong. It's fine. It's such a, everybody's tapping into the to the bandwidth all at the same time. So it's lowering the, you know, the amount of bandwidth available. So it's every individual person, you know, it's being bogged down. So it's going out fine. If you can get a strong internet signal and increase your bandwidth, then you should get it fine. If not, the Listen Live feed is open and crystal clear.
RodPeterson.com/listenlive. 24/7 that baby runs.
Yeah.
Just listen. Put your headphones in. Roxanne, by the way, we had a note here. I'm going to read it again. We read it off the top. I'm going to read it now. Shout out to our friends at Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions who are delivering for free a batch of the Lucky Bastard Distillery hand sanitizer to first responders in Swift Current. Thank you, Rockstar, for all that you do. Everybody pulling together. Everywhere. Now, Donna writes in, she says, was there a poll question? Yes, there is, and I'm going to get to that. Thank you, Donna, for the reminder. We haven't been mentioning it a ton today, but it is because when I was talking about yesterday with Tom Brady, this is what triggered it all. You're a Patriots fan. Obviously, they've, over the last 20 years, gained a lot of new fans. A lot of it's because of their winning, of course, and Tom Brady. Now he's gone. So do you cheer for Tom, or do you continue to cheer for the Patriots? There's no right or wrong answer. But it triggered a huge amount of debate or reaction from our viewers and listeners. So our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is, how did you become a fan of your fave team in the first place? And our options are geography, i.e. where you're from. Somebody said to me, when you're born in the rectangle, you don't have a choice but to cheer for the Riders. I think that's fair.
That's fair.
So geography would be one. Two, what's your dad's or family? Your dad's favorite team, or I know a guy that's an Eskimos fan from here just because his brother is a Rider fan. So they had to have something to fight about. So he's been an Eskimo fan. Actually had an Eskimo logo tattooed on his calf.
Wow.
So do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Is it for family reasons? Maybe you're related to a player.
Yeah.
There's that. Is option three is because of a favorite player? You know, are you a fan because of Wayne? Are you a fan because of Jordan? I mean, that could, fave slash family could be the same one. What if you're a relation to Eberle?
Yeah.
What if you're a relation to Getzlaff? Which category? Oh, my God. The fourth option is other. But geography is winning. I'm a fan because of where I'm from.
Yeah, that's the biggest one for sure for a lot of people.
Now, the Tap Brew House and Liquor Store every day brings us sports on tap at this time. And for, is it 13 days now? We haven't been able to do that. Maybe we'll do every day in the overtime segment, Rod Story Time. For the Tap Brew House and Liquor Store.
There you go.
Some of them would be very appropriate that they would sponsor it. But anyways, I went back and checked Garrett Mitchell's HockeyDB, that's Hockey Database, which is, seems to be a website that I go on daily. Garrett was not on the Pats at this time. It was early 2000s. Bobby Lowe's was the coach. Brent Parker was the general manager. I'm the broadcaster. We go into Vancouver. I had been somewhere with the Riders. I flew in, check into my room. I was roommates with Brent Parker. I'm sure he won't mind. I think the statute of limitations has passed on this. And he covered the phone and he goes, "You're going to hear something that you didn't hear." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." I jump into bed, turn on the TV. This is like 2 in the afternoon. Watching TV, flipping through. And he says, "So there's going to be police presence. Where did you hear this threat?" And there was a threat against our staff, supposedly from the Hells Angels. Because somebody's kid got cut and he was a Hells Angel. And I didn't know that, but he's just saying, "So where did this come from? Why do we believe this? Are we going to be protected?" And so then he hangs up the phone and he's just white as a ghost for obvious reasons. And this is what he said. He goes, "There's going to be police presence tonight at the game. There's been a threat against our personal safety and the Hells Angels might be involved and the Vancouver police knows about this." And oh yeah, like he's reasonably had good reason to be upset. Right?
Yeah.
So anyways, you ever been in a hotel room where you go around and you go to turn on a light and it doesn't work?
Yeah.
And this light didn't work. So he gets up out of his chair and he's trying to turn on the lights in the room and they won't turn on. And I'm sitting in my bed and I go, "It started already." And he's like, "Don't." If you know my humor, that you could see me doing that, right? And he's like, "It's not funny."
So, I can see it. He thinks the light switch is off and it's triggering a fuse.
Right. But I literally said that. I'm like, "It started already. Not funny." Anyways, I really wasn't that worried, but I said, "So when we get to the game, you know, why is there, you know, what assurances do we have that we're all going to be safe?" And Brent goes, "Well, I'm going to be sitting in the owner's suite with Ron Toigo, the owner of the Giants." And I said, "What about me?" And he goes, "I don't know." Because he would normally sit in the press box for road games with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I'm not sure I like this story very much. Why? How come I don't have protection?" And then there was going to be a police car every 3 miles, unmarked cars and stuff. The footnote to the story is that there was no threat. It was all made up. And a lot of people make threats and say, "I'm connected to the Hells Angels. You better watch yourself." And it was all a hoax. It was all a hoax. But there was police officers around our bus to make sure nothing was put underneath the bus or scared the bejesus out of us.
No kidding. Wow.
Some more than others.
Wow. But you're in the big city. You're in an unfamiliar place.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of you, I mean, you've done the tour down East Hastings with some of the players.
Oh, that's...
So you have this little bubble of what actually is happening in Vancouver, and then your mind goes into, "Well, if that's happening and they let me see this, what are they not letting me see? You know, all these dangerous things that are going on that you don't see in Regina, Saskatchewan." So that's it. That's crazy.
I wasn't really scared. Probably should have been more scared than what I was. What I remember of that story is me saying it to Brent. It started already.
I can see him reacting like,
"Oh,
that
snapped."
Well, because he's hanging by a thread anyway.
Right. And there was another time. I don't want to say the venue, but there was a bomb threat called in. This was a long time ago. I've really been realizing how old I am when I go back and look at the years. But there was a bomb threat. And the only reason I knew, it was in the playoffs. And I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, going into the rink in the morning for the morning skate. And there's a cop at the door. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he goes, I need to seize your ID. And I'm like, I've been in this league 20 years. I'm not showing what. Why do I got to show your ID? I had no idea. So I show him my ID, get into the facility, and then I find out that this was in the playoffs. I found out that a bomb threat had been called in the night before. So, again, a hoax. But I remember when I talked to the team personnel, this, I'm like, anybody want to tell me? The broadcaster? And because if a bomb is there and we need to evacuate the building, guess who will be the last out of the building? Me.
You'll still be on the air.
This guy. Just think of the configuration of most stadiums that you know. What's right in the middle, suspended. You know what I mean?
Well,
there's nobody we're the last one out.
And we were broadcasting the game. I can imagine how that would go down. All right, well, they're still not out here, and they must be delayed. I haven't had word yet underneath from officials why they haven't been delayed, but it looks like we're going to be delayed a little bit as you continue to spin yarn up at the in the press box. Meanwhile, they're all gone. The building's empty. You have no idea that nobody's there.
That's what would have happened.
That's exactly what would have
happened. That's what would have happened. So from Brett Upton in Saskatoon, he says, keep the stories coming, guys. See you tomorrow and continue to stay safe. Friends,
you imagine they'd be on the bus back to the hotel. Where's Rod? And they'd flip on the earpiece. You'd still be on the air talking. We left him.
Where's Rod? We left him, which would, by the way, would not shock me. I could see that happening very easily. Alan Lee, that's our intern, writes in, what's the biggest sports gaffe in history that you guys witnessed? 13th man, Alan. Don't waste my time. Seriously.
Yeah, and it's not even close.
It's not,
not even close.
My mind just went somewhere else. What a dumb question. Sorry, Alan, we love you. You understand that, but put some thought into those questions. One more story, then we'll shut her down for the day.
Deal.
Jordan Eberle, a lot of my success as a blogger and a writer in the digital times is because of Jordan Eberle, and I'll tell you why. One night we're in Brandon, getting our ass kicked again. It's like 6-3 or something. After the game, I'm sitting in my seat on the bus, two seats behind the driver, right behind the assistant coach. Eberle walks by. He's got his phone out. This is the Jordan Eberle. And he goes, what's this? And I said, looks like your BlackBerry. Why? He goes, why is your site not updated? Your website. And I said, because the coach said we got to get our asses out of the rink and onto the bus, get home. He goes, I want your website updated by the time I get on the bus every game. And of course, I'm thinking, you ignorant little puke. I was upset at the time.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what? When do fans, and I guess players, want to talk about the game the most? Right after the game.
Yep.
And in Ebb's case, he wanted, well, I always used to have the goals, the assists, obviously my thoughts on the game. And I didn't update it because we got our ass kicked. And the coach was like, let's go, 10 minutes and we're gone. We get that all the time.
They'd come out, yell, right?
They'd yell. Yay! Hey, hurry it up!
Yeah.
From down in the dressing room. So that's what I did. And I'll never forget Eberle standing there. What's this? Why isn't your website updated? I want it updated after every game by the time I get on the bus. You could see that would be a little annoying if you're me.
Yeah.
But then I started to do it.
Great advice.
And hits went, thanks, Ebs. Where's my pen? Anything else?
No, we're good.
From Joe Lazito in Long Island. He says, Rod, who has to pick up your pen after the show? Me.
Yeah, because Alan's staying home.
10 times out of, nine times out of 10, it's me. When Alan, the intern's here, he picks it up. That's it. Tomorrow will be a lot of fun. Thank you so much, everybody. Thanks to our guests today. I guess I threw my notebook off the wall. Garrett Mitchell, Kelly Rempel, Stu Grimson, and Mike Richards. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.